All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. My name is Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. I thought that, this podcast is about life after putting down the drink, life after getting sober, blah, 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 the steps, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, there's other things that are going on in my life. You know, my life is not just constantly the struggle. You know, my life is also full of a lot of the rewards of getting sober, putting down that drink. And one of the things that I'm really into is music. And I thought I would just share with you a band that is like big time right now for me. Probably one of the most interesting bands that I've come across in like the last 15 years.
Kneeling at the back of the church, feeling water on your brow with its healing. It hurts at first, a sharpish pain that returns as a thought that the needle in your skin won't bring you closer to God. And I watch as your head turns full circle. All hopeless with no coffee and a medical text. It's too easy knowing life from blowing off the rest. And the riddles in the pages leave it too much to guess. And the worry cracks a fracture from your hip to your chest. As I watch as your head turns full circle.
Shit right there, man. I am so just beside myself with this band. The name of the band is called Half Moon Run. And they're just so good. Every song that I play is just on point, and I'm just loving it. And I like, the spiritual journey talks about it a little bit in that song. You know, we can get lost in the spiritual journey. I can get lost, you know, chasing this recovery, this final destination, this, you know, the final plateau of where I'm just at this perfect place where nothing can bother me. And I don't know if that's really the reality, you know. I've always liked that story where it talks about, you know, where there's one set of footsteps and that's where Jesus was carrying us through the hard times. And, you know, I've, through my life, through periods of my life, at this point in my life, through sobriety, I've found that, you know, the easiest times in my life haven't always been the best times. I find that, and I see it with my kids, I see it with my friends, I see it in my life, when things are being given to me, I change. And, you know, sometimes I just have to remind myself that, listen, I'm doing pretty fucking good, man. I have come full circle. I do a podcast. I do several podcasts. In Too Deep is a Pearl Jam podcast. You can just check it out. It's on the network. My buddy Carlos, we have a lot of fun. We fucking bicker and yell at each other and make fun of each other. But we, you know, we're enjoying ourselves, right? And I do another, the Discovery Music podcast with a bunch of other friends. And, you know, there was a time in my life I wasn't doing any of that. And during the podcast with my buddy Carlos on the In Too Deep, in our last podcast, you know, I share in the podcast that, you know, that I went to jail. And he's like, what'd you go to jail for? And I said, methamphetamine. And when I said it, it was like I came back full circle again, and I felt the same shame and guilt and like, oh my God, I shouldn't have said that. But it's who I am, right? You know, that was in 1993. You know, that was a long fucking time ago, but it's still, I carried around a bit, and I said it out loud, and then I felt bad, like, oh my God, people are going to judge me. But that's what I am. That's where I was at, and this is where I've come today. I have done a full circle in my life only because of sobriety. You know, I talked to a guy. It seems like every person that I talk to about being sober, they say, well, I've been thinking about it. And this guy, I cut his hair yesterday, and he was like, you know, I mentioned that I was sober. It's part of my story. It's who I am. I'm a sober guy. And he's like, you know, I think about it a lot. And I know that feeling. I know that place. And it's, you know, it's a tough one. And it's tough on, I won't say it's tough on me, but, you know, I want to jump in and help him and fix him. And the one thing I told him is I said, you know, ever since I got sober, my life has gone up. You know, it's taken a turn upward. And it's pretty freaking awesome, man. This is another song, man. These guys are so freaking good. Call Me in the Afternoon.
No, for the release. Oh. Have it if you don't mind. Summer or the other, stay with me. And you confuse me with your riddles and your sudden generosity. Call me in the afternoon, even die I won't. By one, call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one.
Good. Am I wrong here? Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's, I guess at some point, and I talked about at one point just announcing that, listen, I'm recovered. I'm recovered because I will climb to the top of the fucking mountain, get to the point, and I will run to the around the tip of the mountain and I'll make trouble for myself. And I'm just, you know, I want to, I'm better. And I want to live the life of a person that's better. So announcing to the world that I went to jail because of meth, you know, maybe somebody out there will say, because I think if you considered somebody that does meth or has done meth, you would probably assume that their days on this earth are over. You've ruined yourself. You'll never, I mean, you see the pictures of these people that morph into this unrecognizable person. That didn't happen to me. I was on meth. We did meth for years. Smoked it, all sorts of shit. I never, thank God I never got into, you know, shooting that stuff up, but we definitely were smoking it and snorting it, and we were living a life on meth. And I never lost my teeth, thank God. I'm, you know, not saying to try. I'm just saying it didn't happen. But there's a life, you know, after these things. There's a life after alcohol. There's a life after speed. There's a life after divorce. There's a life, you know, after all these things. And you can come full circle. You know, I don't think there, unless you're in the bottom of a grave, I think you can come back from it if you want to. And it's a big deal to want to. And I think that that's the reason that for me, I've, you know, I've gotten this far. But I tell you what, one day at a time. You know, I had a couple days ago, there was a couple days ago that I had, a couple days ago I had the day where I just had all this stuff coming at me. And I was super inconvenienced. And then I was also being like, people were coming to me and praising me. So my ego and my pride were getting all jacked up. And then people were making comments about things that I was doing and I started feeling super good about myself. That is fucking danger, right? And I was like, and then I had a meeting with a person who wanted to practice this. It's a set, you basically ask one question and then you ask it in seven different ways and it's supposed to really reveal, you know, this thing. And I did this and it was really bizarre. But what it was really in the end, it was like almost like being in a 12-step program. And, you know, what I brought up and I talked about, like, you know, through the evolution of my sobriety, I've learned to think, you know, and you hear this, think the drink, you know, think the drink through. You know, if the first time I ever drank, I did not think the drink through. The first time I drank after being sober, I did not think the drink through. I didn't think what it would bring, the trouble, the problems, divorce, broken relationships, financial issues, broken families, all that, because I decided one day that I deserve to have a drink. And but today, you know, whether it's, and listen, I got the challenges come my way, whether it's alcohol, drugs, people, females, you know, food, pride, all this shit. And, you know, so today when, you know, I have to think all of this stuff through, and I'm pretty good at it. My latest struggle is having an opinion about masks and the pandemic and the future and the past and, you know, political stuff. But I'm having to use that same technique on new things like comments and conversations. And because it'll you say the wrong thing nowadays and, you know, you'll be dragging that shit around forever. So I have to really think it through, and you know, but that's all stuff with recovery. I think there's one move we make to get sober, which is stop drinking. Everything else after that is so that we don't drink again, right? You don't want to drink again. I mean, I already quit. Then you, figure out who you are.
Yes, I know what it means to have 6 years behind us and waiting. Not but a shadow remains. Well, you took what was left worth taking. This has only begun. I do not know. If you could grow too.
I love that message. You know, when I got sober, I had to I had to start liking myself again. I had to fall in love with myself again. I didn't trust me. And I was a little pissed off at me. But for me to start getting better, I had to stop being a victim of me. I had to figure out the role that I played in. Because there's the spiritual side and then there's my physical vehicle. And the spiritual side, or not the spirit, but my conscience, my soul, my me, was telling my physical side to do all this shit. So I had to figure out what part I played in it, which was all of it. I had to become accountable for all my behavior. And then I had to start becoming better. And I had to start falling in love with myself again and giving myself a break. You know, it's not hard to find people that are going through struggles right now, which could clearly be eliminated. You know, it's easy to become a victim of the stuff that's going on today. And what do they say? Victims never get better. I mean, that there's some truth to that. And if you want to stay in that victim-y spot, yeah, it's hard to get better. But I know that I wanted to get better. Actually, I don't even know if I wanted to get better. I just know that I wanted to, I don't even know, honestly, what I wanted. And I think that's okay. I think there's people out there that get upset with themselves because they don't really, some people are out there that are sober, they probably don't really want to be. I get that. You know, I've always said if I could sit on the couch and watch SportsCenter, drink vodka, and not move, I'd probably still be drinking. But my life and the lives of everybody around me become unmanageable and is no good. And I don't want to continue doing that. You know, I ran with my buddy this morning, Jimmy Kay, and, you know, Jimmy, he's 59, I'm 52. He is, you know, he's he has a doctorate. You know, he's super smart. He runs the education department at the local university here. And, you know, you couldn't find two different people. You know, I'm vinegar and he is oil. You know, we don't mix. But we're best friends, right? So what that usually means is that I'll say something and he'll have an opinion, or he'll say something and I'll have an opinion. And we, you know, we've argued about it. We have argued about it before. And, you know, we've learned, like this morning we were talking about something. And I was like, I don't, I'm not trying to argue. I was just, I think I was saying something like, I thought the heart doesn't get any stronger, or you can't repair the heart. I don't know. And he's like, no, you can. And I was like, all right. And I didn't know the facts. And, you know, I talked about it yesterday about hearsay. It's all hearsay. I'm not a heart doctor. So I just was like, you know what? You're right. I don't know the facts, so I'm just going to move on. But we were talking about music, and I told him about this band this morning. And he, you know, he'd rather listen to an audiobook. He would rather listen to, you know, Shakespeare or something. You know, he's smart. That's what smart people do. But I told him about this band, and he was like, you know, he was digging it. And it just confirms the fact that this band is awesome. And I'm super excited to have finally found a band like this. Let's see what else I can play. It was pretty fun. The cool thing about this band, and so I'm gonna try this right now. I don't know any of these songs. I'm just going to push. Here's a song, Seasons of Change. Just going to play it. Let's see if it's any good. Because this is usually what happens. I'll find a band, and I like a few songs, but then some of their songs aren't that great. Every song that I've heard from this band has been good, so let's hear what this. Seasons of Change. Good song. I mean, I don't know what you thought, but I think that song, I love that. You call it lonely. I call it, what did he say? I call it lonely. I don't know what he just said there, but I thought it was pretty clever. So I guess the point of this podcast really is just to remind myself that, you know, relax, man. Take it easy. Give myself a break. You know, there's so much going on. Sometimes for me, and it's I think it happens with a lot of people. You put down that bottle, and all of a sudden, your life just starts improving. And my life has improved and improved and improved. And there's so many great things going on in my life. But part of me is still that fucked up, crazy kid doing meth, you know. And I struggle. And you know, I remember hearing the phrase, you know, surround yourself by smart people. That's what I do a lot because I'm just, you know, I didn't give myself a great fair chance early on, and I'm trying to make up for it now. And but I'm just really grateful, and I love this freaking band. So this podcast is more about this band, Half Moon Run. I don't know if anybody's interested, but I do have a Spotify page, and you can follow me on it. And we do a lot of fun music through our other podcast, the Discovery Music Podcast, and we post these lists. And I have lists. I have a playlist of potential podcast music. I have the list of the podcasts. Every podcast we put out, we put the playlist out for the Discovery Music Podcast. We're finding a lot of great music. So if you're interested in music or you're interested in the music that I play on this podcast, you can probably find it all on my page. Yeah, so check this band out. They're really cool. I'm a big fan. All right, let's see. Maybe we can do a little daily reflections here and see what this has to say about today. All right. April 23rd, AA is not a cure-all. There you go. It would be a product of false pride to claim that AA is a cure-all, even for alcoholism. That's what I just said. Sort of. I mean, yeah. Okay, here we go. In my early years of sobriety, I was full of pride, thinking that AA was the only source of treatment for a good and happy life. It certainly was the basic ingredients for my sobriety, and even today, with over 12 years in the program, I am very involved in meetings, sponsorship, and service. During the first 4 years of my recovery, I found it necessary to seek professional help, since my emotional help was extremely poor. There are those folks, too, who have found sobriety and happiness in other organizations. AA taught me that I had a choice to go to any lengths to enhance my sobriety. AA may not be a cure-all for everything, but it is the center of my sober living. Yeah, that's fucking great. I had a choice to go to any lengths to enhance my sobriety. Yeah, so you can be, you can be sober. What do they call them, dry drunks? You can be a dry drunk. You can be free from drinking alcohol, but be a miserable bastard. And I've been there. I go dry a few times a day. You know, I regress. And, you know, the latest one is my traffic issues. There's a lot of traffic in this town. Please don't move here. And, I was incensed. I was beside myself because of traffic, and I could not shake the annoyance and the anxiety that this traffic was creating for me, and I just had to go live in it, and we jumped down the road, and, you know, it started off as bad as I expected, and then all of a sudden the map app took me on a back road, and the next thing you know, it was like no traffic, and it was fine, and I thought to myself, huh. I really wasted a lot of time worrying about that. I know better. You know, there's a list. I mean, how many things should I be grateful for? That I, for one, have kids. For two, that they're active. For three, that they care about me. Four, I have my own car. Five, I can pay for it. Six, I have gas. Seven, I can pay for it. Eight, I have the time. You know, there's all these great things, and all I can focus on is one negative, which is traffic. And that one negative wasn't allowing me to pay attention to any of this. And that's sad. You know, I know better. And, you know, I got a slap in the face reminder when I, you know, got on a back road. Next thing you know, there was no traffic, and then I wasted a bunch of time. So, you know, I guess the point of that, there's just no end, right? It's just always coming at you. And I can choose to use this program and the things that I've learned from this program to not drink again. And at the same time, not be a shithead and live in this fucked up place like I like to go to. And I can improve my sobriety if I choose to use this program and improving my sobriety. And in the end, hopefully finding some serenity. And I guess the other thing is, I don't know what that picture looks like either, you know. Get in, boys. We got a hell of a lot of traffic, but goddamn it, everything is great. I don't know if I'll ever be there yet. Maybe. I'm working on it. But listen, I hope everyone's having a great day. You know, check out this band. Big fans of this band. And what can I finish? What can we end this? Let's just play one more song. What the hell? We'll just see what they've got. What else they've got here? That was off their 2020 Seasons of Change. I like this 2015 album, Sun Leads Me On. Let's just hit it, and I'm going to pick a song that I don't have any idea. It works itself out. I like that. I hope everyone has a great day. Catch you later. Bye.
Just easy tune to take a